We've recently passed through prime vacation season, summer. But when was the last time you thanked God for your job and the privilege of work? That's right, I said the privilege of work and the blessing of working with others for the achievement of a goal. Romans chapter 12, verse 4 and following says, "For just as we have many members in one body and all the members do not have the same function, so we, who are many, are one body in Christ and individually members one of another." There was a concert violinist who had a brother who was a bricklayer. One day a woman gushed to the bricklayer, "Oh, it must be wonderful to be in a family with such a famous violinist." Then, not wanting to insult the bricklayer, she said, "Of course, we don't all have the same talents, and even in a family, some just seem to have more talent than others." The bricklayer smiled, said, "You're telling me. That violinist brother of mine doesn't know a thing about laying bricks. And if he couldn't make some money playing that fiddle of his, he couldn't hire a guy with know-how like me to build a house." If you want to build a house, you don't hire a violinist. And if you're going to lead an orchestra, you don't want a bricklayer. No two of us are exactly alike. None of us has every gift and ability. Our responsibility is to identify the gifts we have from God and then use them diligently. We ought to be thankful for the ability to work with our hands and provide a living for ourselves and our families. But we also should be thankful for others who diligently and faithfully utilize their God-given talents as well. So today, say thank you to God for the variety of talented people around you, but also thank the ones whose talents you're enjoying day after day.